getting attention on social media. Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill, and I wanted to talk to you briefly about an interview I heard on the radio in November of 2016. It was on WGBH 89.7 FM in Boston, and it was with Tim Wu, author of The Attention Merchants. It was a great interview. I was in the car driving home from the store, and I was so glad I tuned into WGBH that day to hear the interview. It was just 10 or 15 minutes or so long, and they were talking about Donald Trump and how Trump had gotten so much attention during his candidacy for president, and how he had mastered not just the art of the deal, but the art of getting people's attention. And I was thinking that whether you like him or not, whether you agree with his politics or not, that was something, is something that marketers can learn from him. And that is how to get into the news cycle. You have to make some noise. You have to create change. You have to take action on a pretty constant basis. You have to leverage social media. That's a big part of it, I would say, especially after listening to that interview. And I eventually read the book, The Attention Merchants. It was an awesome interview, an awesome book, right up my alley, because of course I'm immersed in social media. I believe in it. I practice it. I teach it. I help brands use it. I think it's possible for all of us, any of us, like Donald Trump, like Kim Kardashian, like celebrities, like big brands, it's possible for all of us to use social media well and inject ourselves into the national, even the international spotlight. Anybody can do it. It's a level playing field nowadays, folks. You can employ those tactics, those strategies. You can use social media to get attention. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a great volume of noise, lots of brands, lots of people, lots of companies, lots of organizations competing for the attention pie. So what we need to do is market ourselves aggressively. Don't be shy. Embrace technology. Have an opinion. Be a content-making machine.